And he cried, "There goes my life. There goes my future, my everything. I love you, baby, goodbye." There goes my life. There goes my life.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The birthday note allegedly written and drawn by President Trump to sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein in 2003, now released. The House Oversight Committee releasing the entire album of birthday notes. Trump has sued the Wall Street Journal over the album, denying his involvement in it. The Supreme Court issuing a ruling saying it is now legal for immigration agents to pull people over based on their race, language, and where they work if ICE agents suspect them of being in the country illegally.
The administration got more leeway for aggressive immigration enforcement after the Supreme Court lifted restrictions on ICE agents operating in California whose tactics had been criticized as racial profiling.
That's ABC Chief Law and Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas, DHS, touting a new immigration operation coming soon in the city of Chicago. The Israeli military urging a full evacuation of Gaza City ahead of its planned offensive. Thousands of people there say they have nowhere to go. This is ABC News. An encouraging development for those who've been on organ donor lists for years.
Doctors at Mass General in Boston say they successfully performed three separate transplants of pig kidneys into humans. And now the FDA is giving the green light for clinical trials. The FDA green light means 30 patients nationwide will now be able to receive a genetically modified pig kidney. With more than 90,000 Americans in need of kidney transplants, there's a lot of interest. Researchers are already breaking records. Another Mass General patient has lived more than 7 months with his pig kidney, far longer than the previous 130-day benchmark.
That's ABC's Perry Russum. The Murdoch family coming to terms on who will control the family media empire after Rupert Murdoch's death. It will be Lachlan Murdoch, the eldest son who shares his father's conservative political ideology. Siblings Prudence, Elizabeth, and James have agreed to give up claims to control Fox News and will get stock valued at over $3 billion. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Aspirus announced on Friday that it is closing labor and delivery services at its Aspirus Ironwood Hospital location. Aspirus Health said in a press release that a new model will end labor and delivery services on December 31st. The press release stated the hospital will continue to offer high-quality prenatal and postnatal care for local Ironwood families. Aspirus also informed the OB nurses at the Ironwood Hospital on Friday morning about the plan and said persistent national regional OBGYN shortages were a driving factor in the decision. Despite years of aggressive recruiting, Aspirus has been unable to secure a full maternal care team in Ironwood. Tomorrow, Wednesday, September 10th, you're invited out to the Park Falls Farmers Market from 2 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. over at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church on Highway 13. At the market, you can find locally grown raspberries, apples, corn, watermelon, winter squash, pumpkins, zucchini, cabbage, a variety of garlics, a variety of herbs, fresh and dried, and a variety of other vegetables. This will be alongside a limited supply of certain mushrooms, wild plum jelly, jalapeno jelly, and locally produced maple syrup and honey. That's only a very small snippet of what's at the market, so please take the time to stop by and meet the people growing your food. And remember, there is only 6 weeks left for the market. October 15th is the last day, so the time is now to enjoy locally grown produce. Most vendors accept Quest cards, EBT, WIC, and senior market coupons. The Park Falls Farmers Market LLC is also a member of the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce and therefore accepts Chamber Bucks. They have partnered with Aspirus in their fruit and vegetable prescription program. Remember, produce and products sold at the market must be or are grown or processed in Price County or the neighboring counties of Taylor, Sawyer, Ashland, Oneida Vilas, or Iron. Eat healthy, shop local, and meet the people who produce your food. All at the Park Falls Farmers Market, taking place tomorrow, Wednesday, September 10th, from 2 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. over at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church on Highway 13 in Park Falls. Wisconsin Democrats say one of their own colleagues threatened to kill them, and leaders say they have to take it seriously following the shooters and murders of Minnesota lawmakers and their spouses. Savannah Tomey Olson reports.
Democratic leaders, including Minority Leader Greta Neubauer and Assistant Minority Leader Kaylin Haywood, say Milwaukee Representative Sylvia Ortiz-Velez threatened to shoot three of her fellow Democrats over disagreements they'd had. That's according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. The lawmakers reportedly referred the matter to Capitol Police, and Ortiz-Velez temporarily had her access to the Capitol suspended. At a press conference last week, this is what Minority Leader Neubauer said when she was asked about the situation.
Sylvia Ortiz-Velez informed us that she no longer wished to be a member of our caucus, and per her request, she is no longer a member of the Assembly Democrats, and that's all I'll say on it at this time.
Ortiz-Velez told the Journal Sentinel that her statements were, quote, poorly worded hyperbole, end quote, and her access to the Capitol has since been restored, according to the State Journal. While she has now left the Democratic caucus, she says she'll remain a Democrat. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet, 100% locally owned and proud to serve the North Woods. With reliable service and hometown values, Minocqua Chevrolet stands out. They offer a full synthetic oil change for an everyday low price of just $49.95. And there's always a great selection of new 2025 Chevrolet models on the lot. Treating customers the way they want to be treated. It's a great place to do business. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com.
DATCAP is proposing an increase in fees for livestock yards, dealers, and haulers. But what exactly will these increased fees be affecting? I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and Kurt Larson, the president and CEO of Equity Livestock, is here to give an inside look on the proposed Chapter 12 fee increases.
Chapter 12 is the chapter that really impacts what we're doing. And there's an annual registration or annual license fee that we pay for our markets to be licensed every year. And then dealers, so livestock dealers, as well as livestock truckers, also have to pay an annual registration fee. And primarily what that does is it funds the audits. So in our case, our livestock markets, our markets are all Class A markets because of the number of sales we have in a year. So as Class A markets, a DATCAP auditor comes out to our facility quarterly.
Kurt Larson, the president and CEO of Equity Livestock, joining us. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at some agriculture news right after this.
At the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, they know your business has always been something special. Now you can let customers know it too, in an instant, with the red and yellow Something Special from Wisconsin sticker. Joining the program gives you access to supplier and distribution information, marketing support, and a community of like-minded Wisconsin businesses. Best of all, you'll let people know that your work is done with care, quality, and love. You've always been something special. Visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to make it official.
Farmers and ranchers across the country trust Can-Am because of how they build, support, and stand behind their machines. Now they're backing that trust with even more. Get 24 months of coverage when you purchase select Defender and Outlander models through the Can-Am Agricultural and Business Program. That's how confident they are in the durability of their units. That's not all. You also get a rebate up to $3,500. Give your fleet the upgrade it deserves. Visit the Can-Am website to learn more about the program. Offer ends October 31st. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's take a look at some agriculture news. The Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce is once again holding their Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin competition. The nomination period is open through September 12th, and the announcement of the Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin for this year will be held on October 23rd. In other news, at the World Dairy Expo Championship Dairy Product Contest, Wisconsin showed why we are America's Dairyland by taking home 52.3% of all cows, milk, cheese awards. With a look at some agriculture news from the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Some injuries for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers have 14 players on the injury list following Sunday's win over the Lions. New additions include right tackle Zach Tom with a sore hip, left guard Aaron Banks listed with an ankle. The Packers host the Washington Commanders this Thursday night, kickoff at 7:15. On Monday Night Football, the Vikings beat the Bears in Chicago, 27-24. Baseball, the Brewers face the Rangers tonight in Arlington, Texas. The crew shut out by the Rangers last night, 5-0. Milwaukee's Jose Quintana had a no-hitter going until the fifth when Michael Helman hit a grand slam with two outs. Pat Murphy.
You get two outs in the inning and make an 0-2 pitch that just doesn't get to where you want. Unfortunate, and a great credit to the Rangers hitter. Drove in all five runs, I believe, tonight. Great credit to him. Credit to their starting pitching. Their starting pitcher. He was fantastic. The catchers, I've always liked this kid. He really does a great job behind the dish.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Northwoods weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A stationary front in the area will lead to some scattered showers and thunderstorms. A cool day with highs in the mid-60s. That front will linger tonight, leading to a few more showers and thunderstorms. Low temperatures in the mid-50s, highs near 70 on Wednesday. Currently, it's 59.
98 Q Country.
I keep my heart and soul in a boondocks. occasion in the crawfish hole. Five car poker on Saturday night, church on Sunday morning.
You get a line,
you get a line,
I get a pole.
We'll go fishing in the crawfish
down
hole.
In
five car poker on Saturday night, church on Sunday morning.
You get a line,
you get a line,
I get a pole.
We'll go fishing in the crawfish
down
hole.
In
five car poker on Saturday night, church on Sunday morning.
See the questions in your eyes. I know what's weighing on your mind. But you can be sure I know my part. 'Cause I'll stand beside you through the years. You'll only cry those happy tears. And though I'll make mistakes, I'll never break your heart. I swear by the moon and the stars in the sky, I'll be there. I swear like the shadow that's by your side, I'll be there. There's silver in your hair. You won't have to ask if I still care. 'Cause as time turns the page, my love won't age at all. I swear by the moon and the stars in the sky, I'll be there. Like a shadow that's by your side, I'll be there. For better or worse, till death do us part, I'll love you with every beat of my heart, I swear. Thank you.
Country. This is 98 Q Country.
I got a souped up ride and I really want to ride you around. And this time of night there ain't no red lights out. We got a good long stretch of road to see how fast this thing gon' go. With that shoulder on the side looking mighty fine right now.
Then he'll walk out.
with a veil. But right now she's up and crying, and the truth is that he don't mind. As he kisses her goodnight and she says her prayers, he lays down there beside her till her eyes are finally closed, and just watching her it breaks his heart, 'cause he already knows it won't be like this for long. One day soon that little girl is gonna be all grown up and gone, and his fate is gonna fly by. So he's trying to hold on, 'cause there won't be like this for long. For long.
Listen up. Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Turns out me and you together's why it took so long. 'Cause I got better since you got gone.
I'll go by the name of Shaboozy.
Some good news. Send me sipping on cold fruit.
98 Q Country.
You got a cousin who's telling you something that doesn't have nothing to do with the loving that we're in, baby. I hear she saying this game we're playing should be complicated. If you won't, I said I think she's crazy. 'Cause love don't have to be a bunch of drama, bunch of knockdown dragouts, crying in the rain. It's alright to keep it light now, mama, don't you think? Such a good time together, and it's only just begun. My heart's never smiled so hard, baby. Loving you is fun. It's fun. I'm walking around all over this town, 10 feet off the ground, so happy I found you, baby. I love it. There's no self-help book on your shelf. You know too well they're trying to sell you something for nothing. 'Cause love don't have to be a bunch of drama, bunch of knockdown dragouts, crying in the rain. It's alright to keep it light now, mama, don't you think? We're having such a good time together, just begun. My heart's never smiled so hard, baby. Loving you is fun. Love don't have to be a bunch of drama, bunch of knockdown dragouts, crying in the rain. It's all right. Keep it light now, mama, don't you think? And we're having such a good time together, and it's only just begun. My heart's never smiled so hard, baby. Loving you is fun. This old heart's never smiled so hard. Loving you is fun. Yeah, it's fun. Yeah, it's fun. Loving you is fun.
All right, there he goes. Easton Corbin, 98Q Country at 6:30. We're running a little bit late here this morning, but we are here. 58 is our temp. Got some rain going on up to our north this morning. You heard the National Weather Service. I think you heard it. issuing some flood warnings up to our north, up in the west of Ashland. I see a lot of rain up in that area. And we'll see a high about 64 today here in the Park Falls and surrounding area. And a little bit of chance of rain lingering with us through the day, about a 20% chance of rain increasing a little bit later in the day today as we get towards supper time. High temps today, again, will reach to about 64. We're already at 58, so not a whole lot added on here. Close to 70 starting tomorrow, and even mid-upper 70s Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We're not done with summer yet. It's only September 9th, so let's hold off on the whole leaf-falling color change spice pumpkin latte thing. Can we just hold off on that? Well, the Vikings came back and won last night. If you didn't stay up and watch the game, the Bears dominated the Vikings early, and the Vikings and their young quarterback came back. And basically, if you watched the first half yesterday and you saw the Bears dominate the Vikings did that exact thing to the Bears in the second half, especially the fourth quarter. The only problem is the Vikings scored touchdowns and the Bears didn't score touchdowns when they were dominating. So the Vikings won it. It was 27-24, but it was a 10-point game, and the Bears got a late touchdown, and then they never did onside kick. They tried to stop the Vikings on a three and out, but that didn't it didn't work out. The Bears got the ball back with like 10 seconds to go back deep in their own end and were unable to muster anything up. But the Vikings looked horrible in the first half, and their young quarterback equally as good in the second half. So Packer fans, I think, were a little bit thinking, hey, you know, we're the cream of the crop here in this division. The Vikings look horrible, and the Bears are going to be what the Bears are going to be, and we already beat the Lions. So, but then the second half happened, and just like, whoa, wait a minute here. The Vikings figured it out. The Vikings were one of the few teams this year that didn't play hardly any of their starters in the preseason. I think they said the Vikings offense had like seven snaps in the three preseason games, in the actual games they played. So it was a little bit justified, I guess, that they got off to a little bit of a slow start. So when it's all said and done, week one, Vikings and Packers both 1-0. Bears and Lions both 0-1. We got Thursday night football this week for you, the Packers and the Redskins, right? I'm sorry, the Commanders. Oh, myself in trouble. So that's a Thursday night contest. I believe our pregame on that will start a little bit after 5, and we'll kick that thing off a little bit after 7, about 7:15 on Thursday. That is, by the way, I believe a Prime Video game. And I don't know what that means for local TV. I don't know if they still put it on local TV. I think you got to have it on Prime, right? You got to have Amazon Prime. So you might want to, call your local watering hole, local establishment. Maybe go watch the game and support one of your local Tavern League folks or that'll have the game on. Might be a good night to do that Thursday night. And we'll have it for you here on the radio. If you want to listen, of course, we got it for you. Twice an hour news and sports at 6:33. Let's get you updated right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The birthday note allegedly written and drawn by President Trump to sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein in 2003, now released. The House Oversight Committee releasing the entire album of birthday notes. Trump has sued the Wall Street Journal over the album, denying his involvement in it. The Supreme Court issuing a ruling saying it is now legal for immigration agents to pull people over based on their race, language, and where they work if ICE agents suspect them of being in the country illegally.
The administration got more leeway for aggressive immigration enforcement after the Supreme Court lifted restrictions on ICE agents operating in California whose tactics had been criticized as racial profiling.
That's ABC Chief Law and Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas, DHS, touting a new immigration operation coming soon in the city of Chicago. The Israeli military urging a full evacuation of Gaza City ahead of its planned offensive. Thousands of people there say they have nowhere to go. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. September is National Preparedness Month, and the American Red Cross wants to remind people to give hope by making blood donation a priority. It's the blood products already on the shelves that can make a difference in urgent medical care. And right now, those that come to give blood through September 21st will get an exclusive Red Cross and Peanuts collab mystery bags with one of four t-shirt designs while supplies last. Additionally, if you come to give platelets from September 22nd through to October 5th, you can receive a classic Red Cross and Peanuts collab sweatshirt featuring Snoopy as the coolest beagle in town, Joe Cool, while supplies last. You can find blood drives near you at redcross.org, or you can download the Red Cross donor app. This Friday, September 12th, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., the Prentice Fire Department would like to welcome you to their second annual Brat Fry. This is your chance to enjoy a great meal and support a great cause, as all money raised goes towards new equipment. Once again, this is taking place Friday, September 12th, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., over at the intersection of Highway 8 and County Road A in Prentice. Wisconsin Democratic senators are urging the Republican-led legislature to bring a bill to fund the Veterans Housing Recovery Program facilities forward for a vote before it's too late, Lisa Hale reports.
As part of a press conference on Wednesday, Senate Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein used the cool temperatures to highlight the importance of keeping the Green Bay and Chippewa Falls facilities open past September 30th, when their funding runs out.
They can do it this week, they can do it next week, they can do it any time in the month of September, and we could pass the bill on the floor in October. It's a cool day out here today. The weather is going to get worse. We need to take care of our veterans today.
This summer, the Republican-led Joint Finance Committee removed the program from Governor Tony Evers' budget. Senator Jeff Smith of Brunswick called closing the facilities cruel.
I couldn't be more disgusted at this moment with the majority party and how they've chosen the tack they've chosen to take when it comes to supporting our veterans.
The VHRP provides critical temporary housing, job training, and support services to military veterans experiencing homelessness. Senator Jamie Wall of Green Bay.
If the Bellevue and Chippewa Falls facilities close, we'll lose 41 beds. And that means that dozens of Wisconsin veterans will be at risk of spending the winter on the street. And those veterans will be disproportionately from northern Wisconsin.
Meanwhile, on the Republican side of the aisle, Senator Andre Jacques of DePere has submitted the Respect Our Wisconsin Veterans Service Act, which includes funding to keep the facilities open, among other provisions. The Associated Press reports that the Wisconsin Senate will not meet on the floor this month. I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Some injuries for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers have 14 players on the injury list following Sunday's win over the Lions. New additions include right tackle Zach Tom with a sore hip, left guard Aaron Banks listed with an ankle. The Packers host the Washington Commanders this Thursday night, kickoff at 7:15. On Monday Night Football, the Vikings beat the Bears in Chicago, 27-24. Baseball, the Brewers face the Rangers tonight in Arlington, Texas. The Crew shut out by the Rangers last night, 5-0. Milwaukee's Jose Quintana had a no-hitter going until the fifth when Michael Helman hit a grand slam with two outs. Pat Murphy.
You got two outs in the inning and make an 0-2 pitch that just doesn't get to where you want. Unfortunate, and a great credit to the Rangers hitter. Drove in all five runs, I believe, tonight. Great credit to him. Credit to their starting pitching. Their starting pitcher, he was fantastic. The catchers, I've always liked this kid. He really does a great job behind the dish.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Oh, for those of you who may be traveling north this morning for your job or whatever, please note that there is a flash flood warning that was issued just a few moments ago by the National Weather Service for Ashland. So up in the Ashland area, they're getting some significant rainfall up there. So if you're headed that way driving-wise, please be very aware of that. There'll be a lot of puddling and flooding going on up there. A flash flood warning for Ashland is in effect right now until about 10 o'clock this morning.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
post-career day press conference brought to you by Progressive.
Anthony, can you tell us what happened during career day?
I'm a biomedical researcher. The kids just weren't impressed.
How did you feel when your son called in the backup?
Embarrassed. And I knew it would be a fireman. It's always a fireman. It's cliche, but a crowd favorite. He had an axe and everything. I can't compete with that.
And will the fireman be helping your son with his science fair project?
Hope not. I'm literally a scientist.
Like it or not, sometimes you need a backup. That's why there's Progressive, to protect your home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A stationary front in the area will lead to some scattered showers and thunderstorms. A cool day with highs in the mid-60s. That front will linger tonight, leading to a few more showers and thunderstorms. Low temperatures in the mid-50s. Highs near 70 on Wednesday. Currently, it's 59.
98Q Country.
Well, I got my first truck when I was 3. Drove 100,000 miles on my knees. Hauled marbles and rocks and thought twice before I hauled a Barbie doll bed for the girl next door. She tried to pay me with a kiss and I began to understand there's something women like about a pickup man. When I turned 16, I saved a few $100. My first car was a pickup truck. I was cruising the town and the first girl I see was Bobby Joe Gentry, the homecoming queen. She flagged me down and climbed up in the cab and said, I never knew you were a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. You're just something women like about a pickup man. Most Friday nights I can be found in the bed of my truck on an old Chase lounge. Backed into my spot at the drive-in show. You know, a cargo light gives off a romantic glow. I never have to wait in line at the popcorn stand, cause there's something women like about a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. You're just something women like about a pickup man. Oh, stand up. Rust or a brand new machine, once around the block and you'll know what I mean. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. Are just something women like about a pickup man. Yeah, there's something women like about a pickup man.
What's up, y'all? It's Megan Maroney.
It's my favorite station.
98Q Country.
Getting fixed up when you wake up, you're pretty enough.
Look out your window at the cloud of dust. That's my headlights, that's my truck. Come on, baby, don't you keep me waiting. I gotta go, I got a reservation. Tailgate for two underneath the stars. Kiss on your lips when you're in my arms. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Girl, every now and then you get a night like this. Whoa, whoa, whoa. This is one that we don't want to miss, no. So come on, baby, let me take you on a night ride. Windows down, sitting on my side. Tick tock, now we're knocking on midnight. Me and you, girl, running out of moonlight. I wanna hold you till the break of dawn. Hear the crickets sing a riverside love song. Hey, baby, all we got is all night. Come on now, we're running out of moonlight. Girl, I bet you thought I lost my mind. Out of the blue, pulling into your drive. Wonder why I got your way out here. Have you ever seen a sky this clear? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Girl, you never look better than you do right now. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, heaven, let your light shine down. Come on, baby, let me take you on a night ride. Windows down, sitting on my side. Tick tock, now we're knocking on midnight. Me and you, girl, running out of moonlight. I wanna hold you till the break of dawn. Hear the crickets sing a riverside love song. Hey, baby, all we got is all night. Well, come on now, we're running out of take you on a night ride. Windows down, sitting on my side. Tick tock, now we're knocking on midnight. Me and you, girl, running out of moonlight. I wanna hold you till the break of dawn. Hear the crickets sing a riverside love song. Hey, baby, all we got is all night. Well, come on now, we're running out of moonlight. Hey, baby, don't it feel so right? Well, come on now, we're running out of moonlight. All I wanna do is hold you tight. Come on. Come on, come on, we're running out of moonlight. Yeah, we're running out of moonlight.
Mr. Randy Houser and 98Q Country. Running out of moonlight, and I hope your Tuesday, the 9th of September, turns out to be a good one for you. A lot going on around the area. The 7th and 8th grade Phillips football team will be playing down in Prentice. It'll be a 5 o'clock start time today. Might want to have some rain gear with on that. Temperature-wise, you know, probably going to be about 60 or so. So temperature's not too bad. I got some volleyball action going on in Phillips as they're hosting Abbotsford. Looks like all levels. Hosting Abbotsford today, so some Phillips volleyball for you, for Logger fans. The Prentice cross-country team going to be at Wildwood Park for a multi-school cross-country event. The Prentice volleyball team at Rib Lake. It'll be a fun rivalry game today. It looks like all levels playing that today in Rib Lake. And for the, what was that? That was for Prentice. For Shawamigan, 7th and 8th grade team going to be at the, the 7th and 8th grade football team against Flambeau today at the, O'Donnell McDonald Field. There you go. You got it, Joel. And the volleyball team, all levels, will be on the road at Athens today. So a lot going on, a lot going on. If you're chasing your kids around, good luck. Again, you might want to just throw an umbrella in, maybe a little rain gear. Temperatures will be about 60, 63 today. A better chance of rain as we get toward the latter part of the day. If your travels are taking you north this morning, Ashland has a flash flood warning up there for the Ashland area. So getting a lot of rain up there this morning. Words of wisdom at 6:49. It's 11 before 7. Let's take a moment this morning to focus on the family.
Evil is like a fire. It'll consume everything if you let it. To stop evil, we have two options: flee it or confront it. In the summer of 1949, firefighter Wag Dodge and a crew of smoke jumpers battled a wildfire in Man Gulch, Montana. Without warning, the situation turned deadly. The flame shifted direction and trapped the firefighters. Many of the men panicked and ran for the ridge, but Dodge knew they'd never make it in time. So he started an escape fire. He lit a small area of grass on fire, then lay down in the center of the charred ground and covered his face. Within seconds, the wildfire raced up the mountain and consumed everything around him. But his life was spared. The 12 men who tried to outrun the fire were tragically killed. Evil spreads like wildfire. We can't outrun it. It must be confronted. But confronting evil doesn't always mean charging in with force. It requires wisdom. We defeat evil by denying the fuel it needs to spread. Evil thrives on fear, silence, and apathy. When we expose lies with truth, counter hatred with grace, and stand firm for what's right, we take away evil's power to spread. Evil doesn't flee on its own. It must be driven away. Wise, prayerful action strips evil of its power and allows good things to flourish. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. A shared message from the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
This is Riley. My dad is Michael Keller, and he works for Northwood Realty.
This is Sebastian. If you have questions regarding real estate, whether it's selling or buying, give him a call. He will work hard for you. Call or text him at 715-820-2242.
My dad takes great care of me, so I know he'll take great care of you, too.
This is Mike Keller from Northwoods Realty. Give me a call or text at 715-820-2242.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Some things can steal your sunshine.
Ugh, I just got my hair done.
Sorry, the cooler's broken.
Aww. Anyone see my flip-flops? Anyone?
But COVID-19 can steal a lot more.
I just took a COVID test. Ugh.
Prescription medications for COVID exist. If you test positive this summer, ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com/COVID-19 to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
98Q Country.
County Road 233. Under my feet. Nothing on this white rock but a little old me. I got 2 miles till he makes bill. And if I'm right, we're headed straight for hell. I'm going home, going low with my shotgun, way by the door and light a cigarette. the six pack in. I can feel the rumble like a cold black wind. It pulls in the drive, gravel flies. He don't know what's waiting here this time.
Country.
Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio.
You could try to love her, but you leave your heart breaking boots.
The one that happened, I hope she never breaks.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
You only find once, then the burn of this bourbon wouldn't be hurting so bad. Yeah, you were for certain the best thing I ever had, bar none. Now I'm getting goner than your long gone boots. Nothing I'm working on works on you. I've been breaking every bottle open, doing what a banged up broken heart does. I'm gonna need three or four. Bar none. Me and this bar, me and this bar none. Yeah, me and them bottles up on that shelf. Never had a problem getting over anyone else. The lowest low I ever had right now. Nothing I'm working on works on you. I've been breaking every bottle open, doing what a banged up a broken heart does. Gonna need three or four more, baby, if I'm moving on that scoreboard. They say you and your memory won. Me and this bar, none. Me and this bar, me and this bar.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The U.S. Supreme Court ruling that ICE raids in California can go forward. Here's ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
This is a big win for President Trump and his administration's aggressive immigration enforcement tactics. The Supreme Court lifting restrictions on ICE agents operating in California, allowing them to target, stop, and detain people based solely on their race, the fact that they speak Spanish, where they gather, or what type of work they do. Factors that a lower court judge had deemed unconstitutional. The Fourth Amendment, of course, protects against unlawful searches and seizures.
The White House is denying that the sexually suggestive letter and drawing allegedly sent from Donald Trump to Jeffrey Epstein 22 years ago was done by Trump. The House Oversight Committee released it last night. The Israeli military is urging a full evacuation of Gaza City ahead of its planned expanded offensive. Hundreds of thousands of people say they have nowhere else to go.